Lin Mitachas Hanishorim B'Shabbos. He used to eat from the fruits that fell down under a tree on Shabbos. Now we are not sure whether these pears came down Erev Shabbos, or the pears came down, fell off on Shabbos, then it would be Yosset to eat it. So really we hold it's Osset, it's Muksa. But they were Matarit, so therefore the Chum told them it's Osset, the Chum were Moicha B'Yodom. And V'noisnin Peyah L'Yerek, they used to leave over Peyah for a field that they grew vegetables on. And the locker is Yepotah from Peyah on Yerokos. Because the person does not bring them in L'Kiyum. You only chayiv on pay on things that grow that you could store them and they last a long time. But your rockers that right away, they used to eat them up right away, you are potter from payah. So they used to leave over payah and the Neim would come and take it. And Micho B'yot Mechom Nechom went to stop them because really they're being over in Aveiro. Because by them leaving over for payah, they did not take Truma Samaisus. Payah is potter for Truma Samaisus. So it comes out that Neim would eat this without Truma Samaisus. And really that was in Aveiro. They're not allowed to. So therefore, because really it's not Peya. So therefore, in these three things, it was Umichu B'yotem Chachom. The Chom stopped them. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Shisha Dvorim, six things, also Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did six things. Al Shloisha, on three of these things, Hoiduloi, the Chom agreed him. The Al Shloisha Lo Hoiduloi, on three of the things he did, the Chom were against him. They did not agree to what he did. Now, Girer Atzomais Oviv, he dragged along the bones of his father, meaning after his father was Nifta, was Mace, Al Mita Shechavolam, on a bed made out of rope. In other words, he was not Noi coveted, not give enough respect to his father. Rashi explains that Mishum Kapori wanted to give his father a forgiveness. For like Kivru, did not bury him the Chavoid, respectfully, but dargish umita no on a nice bed. Mevnei kiddush he did because kiddush Hashem. She is ganu al roshoh v'yosir roshoim that he should look like she's lowering down the roshoim that people should not want to be a rosha. So the Rashi says his father was a rosha. That's why he did this to give his father a forgiveness. And now this was v'lay michal. The Chum did not go against him. Second thing he did was Mercy like hoydulon. The Chum agreed him. Second thing was kitas. He broke down, he crushed the Nechash Nechashish, the brazen serpian that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and it was still around, and he crushed it down. And Rashi says, if he show you Toya Machra, people with Toya, that they made it for an Avodah Zarah, they're making mistakes, they're going after the wrong Derech because of that. Voidullah and Nechom greet him. Third thing was Ginas Sefer Refuas. He had a book of all medicines. That somebody was sick, they just look at the book and take the medicine and become healed. And he abolished that. He was going to say, he hid it. For Hodla Nechom greet him. Rashi explains why. Because people were not davening to Hashem, they were not machnir themselves, they just took the refuah and they got well. So therefore he hid it that people should start to have to better come on to daven to Hashem. So in these three things Nechom greet him. But the Al Shloish Lo Hodla, there are three things that he did to Nechom and did not greet him. And that Kitzeit Dalso Shleichel, he chopped down the doors of the Heichel from the Beis HaMikdash. He took down the doors. He cut off the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. And Vishigron Lemelech Asher. And he sent them to the king of Asher. And Lohoydloy, the Chum did not agree to him. And he did it to give Sheikhla, to give him a bribe, that he should leave them alone. And it was not nice to do such a thing like this, to take off the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. Lohidla, the Chum did not agree to him. Secondly, he did was Sosa Me Gichoin. He closed up the waters of Gichoin Elyon on the upper part of Gichoin. And Lohidla, the Chum did not agree to him. Also, he did this in order that the Melech Asher should not want to come into the city to drink water. So that's why he closed up the waters. But he did something wrong because he should have rather been davening to Hashem by talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third thing was Ibar Nisan Benisan. They came already Chodesh Nisan, and then he was Ma'abir this month. And instead of making it to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he made it to Adishani, and that's why the Chum did not agree to him. Lohidloy, because the locker is you have to make an Ibar, you have to make the extra month be kaveret during Adirishan. You have to be kaveya during the first month of Adar that the next month is going to be another sheni. But once you already made it for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then you're not allowed to be ma'abrut anymore to make the extra month into Adar, and to make another month, you're not allowed to do it. His reason was, Rashi says, because the people were tummy then, and if we would have made like Nisan now and become Pesach soon, they would not be tor in order to bring the Korban Pesach. So he wanted to push it off another month, but it was wrong what he did, because that's the halachah. Once it becomes Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to make it an Ibur Yor anymore. Now, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the three things Anshi Richa did, first of all, was Makivin the Kolom Kolayim. They were grafting palm trees the whole day. Heichiyad, how did they do this? Omri of Yehuda, Maisi Asadara. What they did was they brought a fresh hadas, a fresh myrtle, Veshichu the Daphna, and they brought this type of beer that comes from the tree Daphna, type of the juice of this tree Daphna. The kimcha de sari and barley flour, the romi b'mono that was put into a vessel, the leichal filei aboyim yomim didn't pass by yet 40 days since they made this flour, this barley flour, or merasas chilahu, and then they boiled them all together, v'shadul ledikla, and they would inject this into the heart of the palm tree, ledikla beliber, in the heart of the palm tree. That will make the palm tree go very, very strong, very big. And therefore what happened was, V'chol dekoi ba'boi amas today, any other tree that was in four amas of this tree that had this injection of this type of sef, ila'avdi le'hochev, they did not do it to the next tree, savoy li'out, they would dry up right away. Because the other trees became so strong and took up such all the nourishment of the ground, that another tree that did not have this injection would dry up right away. That's what it means. They were grafting on Erev Pesach, and the Chum were not Meicha, Mashmi, not supposed to do it, but they did not protest against him, against them. Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Omar, what they did was Manchi Kufra Dichra Linikvusa. What they did was they took a male branch and they grafted it on to a female palm tree. That's what they did. Real grafting. Manchi Kufra Dichra took it from a male branch, the Nekvusa, unto a female. So they did grafting, that's what they did. And we said, they must have did it because they held it was like a Dov Ravud, but really, it wasn't, you're not supposed to do it. Just the Chomim were not Moicha. Then it says the Mishnah of the Korchene Shema. They would wrap together the Shema. What does that mean? Heichiyav, how did they do? What did they do wrong, even though the Chomim were not Moicha? So Omar Rav Yehuda, Oimrim Shema Yisrael Shabbatim Hashem Echod, Lohoyu Masikin. They said the first pasuk of Shema, and they did not stop. They were not masikin. So Rashi said, "Lohi masikin." The problem was between the word echod and v'yahavto. Was even though you're supposed to be marach be echod or lahavsig ben kabbalas malchus shemayim ledvar macherim, then the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echod, that will mekabel upon itself the old malchus shemayim that Hashem is Hashem and He's echod, and you're supposed to stop after that. And the next pasuk, like v'yahavto, that's already a tzavur, that's already another mitzvah v'yahavto. So you're supposed to stop after you say the first pasuk before you start v'yahavto. And they did not stop, so that's what they were doing wrong. Just the Chum did not stop them, did not protest against them. Rav Omar, Masikin, already know they used to stop. They stopped after Shema before they started v'yahavto. El Shoyimrim, Hayoim al Lubavecho. Shoyimrim, Mitzavacho, Hayoim al Lubavecho. They said it straight, Hayoim al Lubavecho. And really we're supposed to stop. We're supposed to say, Asher Anochi Mitzavucho Hayoim, and stop a little bit, and then say Al Lubavecho. Because if you say it together, the Gemara says, the Mashmi, it implies, Hayoim Al Lubavecho, today the mitzvahs will be upon my heart, but V'loi Mocher Al Lubavecho, but not tomorrow. Tomorrow they will not be upon my heart. And that's not right. We're supposed to do the mitzvahs every day. So if we're supposed to say, Asher Anochi Mitzavucho Hayoim, and stop a little bit, and then say Al Lubavecho. The Tana Rabbanan looked at a price like this. Ketzad hoyu korchene Shema. What exactly did they do wrong when the Mishnah says they were korchene, they wrapped together the Shema? So it's like this. Oimrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Akenu, Hashem Echod, Flohoyu Mafsikin, Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Like we had before, they were not master, they did not stop, but rather right after Shema, rather they went to say, you have to, they did not wait to Mkabel or Mach HaShemayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mafsik it. How you know they used to stop after Shemal before they said v'yohavto? Elo shlehoyoymim borach shenk v'machus elolam v'ed. They did not say it." So Rashi says the korchin means kolaymar shoyim medabkin kol hakriya k'moishi. They read it the way we have it. Shema and then v'yohavto, and they were not moishi. They did not add anything in like we do. They did not say borach shem. Now the Gemara says, "Yenan bayos, my time amrin and lay. How come we say Baruch Shem? Why do we add in after we say Shema? We say Baruch Shem kvoy machus elolam v'ed." So Gemara says, "Kiderish, kiderdorish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish." That the Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Lakish says, the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yaakov al bonov, vayomer hayosu ve'vagidu lachem." That Yaakov, before he was nift, before he was mace, he told his children, "Come and I'll tell you what's going to be." So it says that Bikesh Yaakov Lagalas Lebon of Kates Hayamin. Yaakov wanted to tell his children when the ends of the days will be. Pashit means when Mashiach will come, when will be the Seif. Rashi says here, Kates Hayamin means Shayachzi Yemina Lefonov, that a right will come in front of you. Shashiv Ocho Yemina, the right now enemies are right here like it's in the back because of our enemies. Kitsa, when will Klaius will be Mizgaber, will be the rulers like. But when Nistalkim Menu Shrina, the Shrina went away from Yaakov Avinu, and therefore he did not tell his children when the end would be. Omar, so Yaakov said to himself, Shema may be chas v'sholom, yesh be mitosi psul, maybe like from my bed, means one of my children's are not tzadikim, are not doing righteous, but rather their psul, they're doing rishis, doing something bad. Ki Avrom, like Avrom Avinu, shiotu menu yishmuel, one of his children was Yishmael, he was apostle. The Avi and my father Yitzchak, Yaakov said about his father Yitzchak, Shiyotsu Menu Esav, he had a brother Esav, there was Esav HaRosha. His Omru Leibon of all 12 Shvatim said back to Yaakov, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekem Hashem Echad. That Omru, they said like this, Kishem Shem Belibcho Elu Echad, just like by you, our father Yaakov Avinu, by you for sure Hashem, there's only one Hashem, Yom Yachad Hashem. The same thing in our hearts also, we're only with one Hashem, like we're all Makabal Omach HaShemayim. So B'yosef Shor at that time, Posach Yaakov Avinu opened up and said, V'yama Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Elol Mavod. He said this memra, he said this thing of Shemay of Baruch Shem. If to say he was happy, like to hear that all his children will be over Hashem. I said, why did the Shechina go away? Stam, it would be Rotson of Hashem that he should not uncover, not tell his children when the end would be. So Amri Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said like this. Now let's see, Heichi Nevin, what should we do? Namru, should we say it? Should we say Baruch Shem? The same way we say Shema out loud. Lo Yomru Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't say that loud. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it. So how could we say it? Lo Namru, maybe we should not say it. Or Mru Yaakov, Yaakov Rabbeinu did say it. So what should we do? Is a skin of the Mena Takono, Shiwaimrim Oiso Bechashoy. We should say it quietly, like we do it now. We say Shema out loud. And then Baruch Hashem, we say quietly, and then we say V'yahavto. Om Rav Yitzchak Yitzchak says that Amri Devei Rav Ami Rav Ami said by the Beis Medrash Rav Ami, they said over Amri Devei Rav Ami in the Beis Medrash Rav Ami, they said over that Moshe's example Lebas Melech to the daughter of a king, Sharechu Tzikah Kedera, she smelled a good food, like the cook was cooking up good food, and she smelled it, and she had a tremendous desire to eat from it. So she felt bad. What could she do now? Im time, she's going to say, give me, let me eat from it now. Yesh la ganai, it's embarrassing to her. She can't hold herself back. She has to eat right now. Loi time, if she should not ask for it now, yesh la tzah, she's not paying from this. So what happened was, his chilu av there, the cook there, he himself, lovi v'chashoi, he himself saw what was happening, and he himself went and brought her, gave her to eat from this dish, quietly. That's how Moshe here also. We chop around quietly, and we also say the sweet thing of Baruch Shem Kvei Machus Elolam V'ed. Omer Rabba Avua. Avua says, Heskinu Shi'oimri Moisa B'Korom. That really that the corner was, he's supposed to say Baruch Shem out loud, B'Korom with a loud voice. Mevnei Tarum Asaminim. Because otherwise the Minim is the people that want to look and get us and say we're doing wrong. They're going to have complaints as if to say, look at the Jews, they're mumbling other words. I mean, they're not only saying Hashem Echad, but they're accepting other gods also. So therefore, they should not have terumas complaints against us. We should say Baruch Shem out loud. But Uvenadoi, the leke minim. There was no minim on hashta until then. Is arm lebachashoy. They know. They said it low, like our minig is now that we say baruch shem low. The only time you say that loud is only on Yom Kippur. Turn around, look like this. She should dvorim also on sheirichai. It says the Mishnah like there's a tesefta though. Six things on sheirichai did. Shloisha brots and chachamim. Three of them were done. Brots and chachamim were happy with it. Brots and chachamim. Ushloisha shloi brots and chachamim. Three were done, but not with the will of the chachamim. This is a little bit different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just says that they were not moicha, they were moicha. But mashm, all six were not done with their rots and with their will. Here it says no, the first three was done even with the will, mashm, they consented, they said it's okay, the chomim. And the other three was done shleb rotsim. The elu, these are berotsim, were done with the rotsim, with the consent of the chomim. That the makiv and the kolam kolayim used to graft these palm trees the old day of Erev Pesach. The korchin is shema, and they would wrap together the shema, like we just learned. They would say shema together, without the stops, without the breaks. And the kaitzen of Neyimer, and they will cut down the tvua from the heminim before the yomer. That's okay. That's allowed to do. But the elu, these are the three things shaloi brotzer chachamim. What they did was not with the will of chachamim, and that's goitshin of Neyimer. Not only did they cut down the wheat or the barley, but they also piled it together. They worked with it, and that the chachamim did not want you to do because you're afraid you may come to eat it. And before the yomer, it's chodesh it's also to eat it. Or parts and parotas used to break through openings, began the same in their gardens, or the same in their orchards. Lahakil, in order to feed, nesher means the peris that fell down by itself, even on Yom Tif or Shabbos. Lianiyim, that the niyim should be able to come in and eat from those fruits. Bishnei b'tzaras in hunger year, b'shabbos of Yom Tovim, they did this on Shabbos and Yom Tif. And that's not right, like we'll see in the Gemara, it's a shalom of muksa, that the peris that come off, fall off the tree, that's muksa, they can't eat it. Or the third thing was umatirin. This was the second thing is umatirin gamzuyu shel hegdish. They were matir the new growths that grow up, the new shoots that grow out from a tree of hegdish. Shel charuf from a boxer tree, v'shel shikma from a sycamore tree. Tibur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir that he was gairus again that three things the chomer were masking that said it's okay, and three things they said no, it's not okay. Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, in Barasa Chacham Lo Yoisin, if they did it with the will of the Chachamim, then if so, Kol Adam Oisim Kein, everybody should do this way. Like the Mir Tesai, how could you say they were grafting Erev Pesach the whole day, or they said Shema B'Korchem together, how come we don't do it that way? Ela rather, Rav Yehuda learns, Eilu V'Eilu Shlor Barasa Chachamim. No, all six of these things were done without the will of the Chachamim. Hoyu. But rather, just like this though, but Hoyu Oisin. But our shloisha, on three of them, michu b'yom nechom, stopped them and protested against them. For our shloisha, three of them, loy michu b'yom nechom, did not stop, did not protest them. Like it said, like we have the gifts in our Mishnah. Now the elu, these are the things shloy michu b'yodem, that the chom did not protest and stop them. And even though what they were doing was not being done b'rotz, and the chom did not want them to do it. If you would ask them, the chom would say, "Do not do it." Just now that they were doing it, they did not make a protest, they did not stop them. And that's makiv and the kolam kolayim, that they were grafting these palm trees the whole day of Erev Pesach. For korchin es shema, they said shema together without making the stops in between, without saying baruch shem. For koitzrin v'goitzin of neyayim, they did two things. Not only did they cut down the wheat and barley, but they also piled it up, made a goydish out of it. And that's also in midrabon, that you should not do. But they did not stop them. But v'elu, these three things, shemichu b'yodem, these three things, they did stop them, they made a protest. And that's on that the anshi yiricha was matirin gamziyu shel hegdish, that they said you'll have to have enjoyment from the shoots, the growths that come out of a tree that was hegdish, shechruv, a boxer tree, v'shel shikma, a sycamore tree. And secondly, your parts and parotas, they used to make openings, they got the same in their gardens, or the same in their orchards, lahachil, to feed nesher, the peris that fall off on Shabbos and Yom Tov, laniyim to the poor people, b'shemos of Yom Tovim, b'shnei b'tzeris, on a hungry year, even though it was like tztaka, but still, you can't give them an issi, not let them eat, mukset, also eat from it. And also, noisnin peyili erik, they used to leave over pey on the fields from a vegetable field, and of these last three things, omicha b'yonachon nechomim, wamaycha, The Chum said, you're not allowed to do these things on Aveiro. You can't eat from the tree of Hegdish, or you can't leap over Peyek, because you'd be Maicho Danim then, a Tevel. And Nesha, the parents that fall off, remained Muksa, you're not allowed to eat them. Now the word says, the Sovereign of Yisru of Yehuda, says the Sovereign of Yehuda, Ketzira, cutting down the wheat before the Omer, was also being done Shlei Brotz Chacham, without the will of Chachamim. He, Agrat Nan, we learned, Anchi Yericho, the people from Yericho, the din is Kaitzrim, they have a right to cut down the wheat of Nei Omer. And that was done Brotz Chachamim. The Chacham were masking, like we learned before. The Rashi says, Kloimer, Lo Yekpidu Chacham, the Chacham were not makbid upon this. The Yisur of the Reis Lekha, there's no Yisur of the Reisa. Why? Because Anchi Yericho was the Mokum of place, Shiyat Nevihu, you did not bring the Omer from there. And there's the usual son of Nisr the Rabbonin, and the Yisr of the Rabbonin, there's not even Nisr the Nami lesson, not even Nisr the Rabbonin over here. That what Dilma Oslo Mechem, and they may come to eat from it. Loi Gozru, to a Chodesh, because the Tfuah now is Chodesh, it's before the Omer, and everybody knows that Mibdul B'dilim, and everybody is separated from it. Kulishos of the whole year. Shein Anoi Goysoi Kol Hashana, they don't eat from Chodesh the whole year. So therefore, the Ksira was done Brosh Chachamim. So how could you be girls? This also was like Brosh Chachamim? The Gemara ends off. Again, the Vatnan Anshi Richo Koitzron of Nayoime Brosh Chachamim, but the Goitchen of Nayoime Shlei Brosh Chachamim. But the Goitchen, that was done Shlei Brosh Chachamim. But on this, Flamichum Biyad Mechom, the Chom did not Mecha, they did not stop them. And like the bottom Rashi says, Goitchen Shlei Brosh Chachamim, why, Kivan, the Leib said that since there's no said, you're not going to lose out anything here, you're not going to be mastered, you're going to have a loss. Is Gosu here, Rabban Amelik Zerah, Shiamtino, wait, Mishum Shemitoch, Shum Mesase, but since you're working with it, we're afraid, Ostilumech, maybe come to eat from it. So therefore, this you're not supposed to do, but, Kitsira, this is Mutta.
So to make piles out of the wheat itself, that the Chum didn't want you. But just to cut it off, that we weren't afraid to come to eat it. So tomorrow, man shamadle, who do we hear from? The Omar, Michu, Voloy Michu, that certain thing